Finally, on this week's program, we hope you've put your fish away by now and are turning to other pursuits this fall, like hunting and gathering. Yesterday, I had a young visitor stop by the studio to tell me how she makes her famous jelly from a plant, or rather a weed, that is coming into colorful full bloom all around us now.
Gee, Saran, I'm 8 years old.
So, you've come to talk today about what?
Making fireweed jelly.
And you know how to make fireweed jelly?
With the recipe.
First of all, what is fireweed?
It's a plant that grows and it blossoms pink flowers in the summer, and when the summer slowly turns into fall, it blossoms all the way and people pick it and make jelly out of it.
Fireweed sounds gross. Is it gross?
No, but if you don't tend things like my strawberry patch, that well, fireweed will grow there.
I see, so that's probably why they call it a weed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like seeing it when it comes up in the late summer?
It's kind of weird to look for small ones, but it's really it's really fun to watch them come.
Okay. Before I ask you for your recipe for your famous fireweed jelly, tell me about picking it. Do you look for specific types or sizes or colors of fireweed to pick to make jelly, or you just go grab everything you can?
Well, we try to look for the biggest with the most flowers, because then we won't have to pick that much. Like, for instance, if you see a patch of a bunch of small ones, if you want a lot of jars, you have to pick most of it. But if you have big ones, you can leave others for next summer.
All right, so now you've gone out. How long does it take you to go pick a bunch of fireweed?
Well,
how much do you need?
Depends on how much you want or how late it is. Like last time we went, there was lots of mosquitoes, so half the time we were swatting instead of picking.
So that can determine the success of your fireweed jelly making, huh? The mosquitoes and the time of day?
All right. Well, it depends on what I mean about the time of day is mosquitoes come out more in the afternoon.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you've gone out, and if you want to eat fireweed jelly for the whole year, how much should you pick? Like a big bucket's worth? Two buckets?
Yeah, I think two buckets.
Okay, so you go out and get you two buckets, and you bring it inside, and you've got a good recipe. Let's talk about how to make it. What do you do first, by the way?
You have to clean the blossoms. Last year, since it was so buggy, I had to pick out bugs on some of it. You have to wash them and then add them to lemon juice and water. You put them in a pot and you boil them for 10 minutes.
Okay.
You strain the liquids and get rid of the blossoms. You have to reheat the liquid to lukewarm and add pectin and bring to a boil. And I have to bring it to a boil. Then you have to add the sugar and bring it to a full boil for 1 minute. Then you have to pour it into hot jars and seal it good. I don't know what to do next, but I know you have to wait for it to cool and that stuff.
So you pour the hot liquid now into the jar, seal it, and let it cool.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
How much sugar do you put in? Is it a lot? A little bit? Is that what really makes it taste good?
Mom said that last time when we made jelly, she said that she knew now that why her diet thing that she was on didn't let her have jelly. Because it was one of those big pitchers full, almost full of sugar.
Is that what makes it taste good? Yeah.
Those big glass pitchers that are kind of fat.
Mm-hmm. What color does it come out as, by the way? Fireweed's beautiful. Does it come out the same color? How would you describe it?
Kind of pinkish. It's kind of like the pink as the blossoms is, but a little darker since fireweed flowers are kind of light. It gets a little darker.
Okay. So, let's say, how long does it take to pick? Maybe
an hour if there isn't mosquitoes. Probably more.
Okay, so an hour there, and then you come inside, and how much longer until you've got it set on the counter waiting to cool?
Maybe an hour or so.
Well, that's not too bad. Do you enjoy the time? Mm-hmm. Kind of a chore?
Yep.
Is it fun to do with your family?
Yeah, it is.
What's your favorite thing that you put fireweed jelly on through the rest of the year?
Bagels for breakfast.
Bagels for breakfast. Well, Gisa Ray, thank you so much for sharing your fireweed jelly recipe with us. And we'll post that online. And maybe you could bring some by sometime and we could try it.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
You're welcome.